Welcome, friends, to Living the Adventure. I'm your radio host, George Runyon, and I'm so glad you have joined us as we study together God's Word. I hope you can go on this journey with me every Sunday at 6:30 here on GOD Radio 1 as we learn how to develop our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Be sure to invite a friend to listen each Sunday at 6:30 p.m. And again, thank you to all who listen and support these broadcasts, especially in prayer and financially. We appreciate it so much. Your help is very much appreciated. Please drop us a note and let us know you're listening and give us your comments on the program. And it's always helpful to hear from listeners. You can write us at CCM, that's City Church Ministries, P.O. Box 152. 388 San Diego, California, 92195. Now, as we get into the program, let's pray and begin today's lesson, which comes from the book of James. Father, we are so grateful today as we come before your throne of grace to be able to receive and obtain mercy and grace to help in our time of need. Father, as we pray many times, you are so aware of each one of us today and our need to hear clearly, to hear your word, and to know how to make application in our everyday walk with you and before other people, that they might see in our lives the Lord Jesus Christ, and that by the power of the Holy Spirit, their life might be affected in change and brought to a relationship with you and a saving knowledge of all that you have done for us. So help us today, Father, as we break the bread of life together and begin this area of discussion. Lord, we thank you that you're the giver of every good and perfect gift. So help us to be in a receiving mode today of all that you want to bestow on us and in us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, we went through the Beatitudes and the kingdom foundation that God, that Jesus laid on the mountain, and now we're in the book of James, who has some very precise things to instruct us with. Today we're picking up with James 1, 16 through 17, where James says, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting or a shifting shadow." Wow, what a tremendous word of confidence we have here relating to our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and of course His indwelling Spirit that lives in us. So that the core of deception is rooted in keeping us from the intent of God the Father. He intends good for our lives, and he wants to give us gifts, for this is his nature. He is a God of love, that is his nature, and in that nature of love, he loves to bestow gifts upon his children. Can you hear that today, my friends? He doesn't bestow religious obligations. He doesn't bestow on us legalism. He doesn't bestow on us things that will keep our lives in a place of bondage and turmoil. No, he bestows on us loving, caring gifts. He is a gift giver, and we need to understand that's the nature of our Father in heaven, and that his intent is to bestow upon our lives, and he wants to give us gifts. For this is his nature. It comes out of who he is. Now listen to this. This is very important. False religion is driven by so-called deities that demand obedience in some way that is tied to our flesh. The God of heaven enjoys obedience that comes from a willing heart, motivated by the love which God the Father has lavished upon his creation. Life itself came from him. As I look out on the beauty of a large oak trees, a small lake filled with fish, and other living creatures. And that's what I was looking at as I was writing this little devotional. I'm reminded of his love for me. When I look up into the heavens and see the multitudes of the stars that no man can number, I am taken back by the fact that my Creator knows who I am and loved me enough to make become like me in humble form. He chose to die on a lonely tree that might be restored, that I might be restored to him. And this includes all of us. This is my reflection. Even in death, he reigned and took from the evil one the keys that I might be restored to him. Even in death, he reigned and took from the evil one the keys of death and hell. Revelation 1:8 tells us. In his resurrection, he gave gifts to mankind. Ephesians 4:8. The greatest of the gifts was his own Holy Spirit to indwell us and minister the Father's love to us. Of course, I will serve and obey him. How could I do any less, seeing all he has done for me? Now today, stop and give thanks and that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, and that they belong to you. Especially thank him for the Holy Spirit, whom he freely gave to us through the great sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are a people that should live in a constant state of gratitude and thanksgiving for what the Father has done for us. He gave his all that we might be saved, that we might come into a relationship that is the greatest relationship in creation, relationship with God the Creator himself. Almighty God, who created the heavens and the earth, he has brought us into that relationship through his only beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who became one of us in human form so that he could die on a lonely cross and be separated at that time from the Father in the sense of bearing our sins and taking the penalty and the judgment that all of us deserve. He did that for you and for me. And how much more then would he be willing to pour out on us good and gracious gifts, even as he instructed his apostles? He told them that the Father, ask the Father whatever you please, because his will is to give us good things. And the best that he gave us was his Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of the Son, which is the love of God, is in each believer. That love and all the fruit that is associated with that love dwells in our inner man and is available to us day in and day out, regardless of what we're going through, regardless of what the circumstances of life throw at us. That love, that faithfulness, love that sustains us is given to us on a daily basis. All we have to do is stop and thank God for it and ask him to fill me at this moment. Whatever the crisis is, whatever you're going through, know that God does, and we already talked about this, that no temptation is given to us from God himself. But with temptation, he provides a way of escape through the grace and the mercy of his only begotten Son and in the power of his Holy Spirit that carries his love to minister to us day by day. And then James goes on in verse 18. He says, in the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth so that we could be kind of first fruits among his creatures. So we are part of the new creation that God has given to mankind, beginning in the Lord Jesus Christ, beginning in his resurrection. My new book, One New Man, One Holy Spirit, One Holy Nation, focuses on that reality that when Jesus came, he came to give mankind a new start, a new humanity. And so he came as a human being and came and manifested the Father's will all around him, day in and day out, as he walked with his disciples. They got to experience the love of the Father in Jesus, because that was his whole purpose for coming, was to reveal the Father's love. And he did it by bearing our sins, by taking our sins upon himself on that cross, and then dying and descending into the lowest parts to Hades, and depositing our sins as far as the east is from the west. He removed them from us, beloved. And he rose victorious, and God gave him the keys of death and hell. They are now in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. No longer do the keys of death and hell belong to the enemy. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. And in the death, we die on a daily basis as we serve Jesus, and we are renewed day by the power of his Spirit. You understand? And the final restoration is when God says it's done and he raises the dead to life. And we receive a new created body, a body that is likened unto his glorious body. And the Bible also talks about a new name that is assigned to us. It's a mystery. It doesn't give us details about it. So just know that you are a new creation, as the scripture declares. If any man be in Christ, that's including women, because God's talking about mankind. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us. All right, let's go a little deeper in this fact that in the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. God exercises his will motivated by his nature of love. I want you to get that today, that the will of God is exercised and motivated by his nature of love. God is love. So his will is filled with his love. And whatever it is that he has for you is rooted and grounded in his love. The will of God is always rooted in truth and righteousness. There is no deception or hidden motive in what our Lord does. God has fully revealed his motives in his word, the Bible. And so he gives us the written word to tell us what his motivation is, so we can understand what's going on in our life as we interact with God. That's why being in the word of God is so important. We need to become exceedingly aware and familiar with what his nature is, what his desires are, and it's outlined in the word of God. And that's how we know to be obedient in this life. That's how we know that we can trust him, because his word has revealed it to us. And so we have some insights in what God has desired for us. Oh, this is so important to get a hold of. And so he revealed himself by what? Sending Jesus, his only begotten son, the living word of God. Both would have been sufficient, but he also chose to send his Holy Spirit to indwell the believer and reproduce what he created in Christ Jesus. Here is the deal, beloved. We are walking in the victory of Jesus. If we're not in the victory of Jesus, then we need to get closer. We need to get into him, because the victory comes out of who he is, not out of who I am. It comes out of who he is and who he made me to be. Oh, that's so important to get a hold of. Maybe we'll develop that a little later sometime. It's so important. So his motivation and his purpose were to join heaven and earth in one accord through the life of his son. The mandated work of the Holy Spirit is to accomplish the purpose of the Father. If you have received by faith the work of Christ and the blessed Holy Spirit, you too are part of the exercise of his will by the word of truth. He wants the word of truth to be established in each one of us and live through us. People ought to know us as a man and woman of truth. They ought to know and have confidence that they can trust us. that they can depend upon us. Why? Because of God's indwelling Holy Spirit, because His Word is in our heart and in our mind. So the mandated work of the Holy Spirit is to accomplish this purpose of the Father. And if you have received by faith the work of Christ and the blessed Holy Spirit, you too are part of the exercise of His will by the word of truth. I wanted to say that again. Underscore that in your heart and your mind. You're a part of what God is doing in the earth. All truth is eternal. Listen to this now. All truth is eternal. Truth can only come from an eternal God. It may be revealed truth concerning the natural creation as science explores the heavens and the earth. Moment by moment, man is discovering hidden truths of this marvelous creation. It might be the revelation of the word of truth found in the pages of Scripture. The early apostles came to understand the truths of the Holy Spirit was revealing to them out of the Old Testament. That's all they had in written form at the time until the apostles began to write epistles, until Paul wrote his major contribution to the Word of God, the epistles that are given to us, the letters that are given to us by the hand of the Apostle Paul and the other apostles. They also received new truths because of what Christ accomplished in His death, burial, and resurrection. The Reformers received fresh understanding to restore the church back to her original purpose. They didn't have it all, and so there were some problems along the way, as we've talked about before. But we need to understand the Reformers knew the church had gotten off and it needed to be reformed. And that's why Luther wrote his 95 Theses, as it's called, and nailed it to the Wittenberg church door, that the German church might know that God had another view, that they had gotten off. But they rejected that and persecuted Luther. And out of it came a reformation to begin to change the truth. And we're still in that reformation. God is continually working to bring us back to His original purpose and plan. And I must say, this really became real to me as I was writing the book, One New Man, One Holy Nation, and began to see the holistic thing that God has done in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can get caught up in all kinds of different scripture interpretations and understandings. What we need to do is get a hold of this life that God has given to us, this life of Jesus, the new man, the new creation. That's really the bottom line, and that can only happen by the Word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. It can only be established and walked out in our life through that, through the Word of God, obedience to His Word, and through the power of His Spirit. You can't do it on your own. You can't do it by intellect alone. Your intellect's involved. You can't just do it by your will alone. Your will is involved. You can't do it by your emotions alone. Your emotions are involved. Listen to me. Your intellect, your will, and your emotions are all involved in living for the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I said, all truth is eternal. Why? Because God is the eternal one. See, so truth, to be truth, has to be eternal truth. It had to begin in God. It had to continue in God if it is really truth. If it didn't originate in God and didn't start there in the beginning, in the Word, and Jesus was that Word in the beginning, as John tells us in his gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If it didn't begin there, it's not truth. Everything else is on the edge if it didn't begin in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the purpose and the plan of God. That's important for us to get a hold of today as we have this meditation, as we're developing our relationship with the Holy Spirit. So establish that all truth is eternal, and that truth can only come from an eternal God. Again, there's different ways that it might be revealed, And as I said, man is discovering truths of this marvelous creation, and we rejoice in that as God allows man to understand truths that were always there, that were established on an eternal basis. The law of God is eternal. It might be the revelation of the word of truth, as I said, found in the scriptures. We need to live for that. Live for revelation of truth. And let God show you more of his word in a deeper fashion, in a greater level of application in your everyday life. And the early apostles came to understand the truths that the Holy Spirit was revealing to them out of the Old Testament, as I said. Let me pick that back up. And it came out of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit, Jesus promised to his disciples in John 16. He said, the one coming after me, he's the helper. He's going to bring all things back to your remembrance, and he'll show you things that I didn't have time to instruct you in. And so the apostles received truth from the Holy Spirit. He's still taking me personally into deeper understandings of his truth. And by studying his word, I've never ceased to be amazed, I must say this, how after knowing Christ and studying his word for many years, he is still taking me into deeper understanding of his truth. I am so finite, and you are too. He is so infinite. As I hunger for more truth, he is present to help me apply what he has already shown me. He is also pleased to pull back the curtain and give me a little bit more and show me more of his mysteries hidden in his love and grace. Beloved, that's what the apostles gave us, the mysteries of God hidden in his love and grace. Paul says, I've been given grace to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. He says that in Ephesians and in Colossians. And he recognizes that his life was a life given grace by God, that he might understand the truths of God. He had a tremendous understanding of the truths. It didn't hurt any that he was a Pharisee of Pharisees, and that he knew the Bible. He knew the Old Testament backwards and forwards. He had to be in the place he was, but that was on a natural level. But then God gave him revelation by the Spirit, and he began to understand the mysteries of God that you read about in the Old Testament that were pointing to the coming of Jesus and to all that God had purposed here on earth, to fill the earth with the glory of God. As men and women are being converted, as they come to Christ, it wasn't God's will to have a church filled with all kinds of division, all kinds of different breaches, the racial breach and religious breaches. His will was to have one new man in the earth. And so that's the thing we need to be looking for. That's what God is working out after the counsel of his own will. How he's going to bring all that to pass, it's in the prerogative of God. Our assignment is to be obedient to him in our everyday life. So I ask the question today, are you hungry for more understanding of his word of truth? The Holy Spirit stands ready to accommodate us. All we need to do is apply what he has already revealed and ask for more from the Holy Spirit. You will be surprised how much he will open your spirit and affect your mind with his powerful word of truth. Amen. I hope that's helpful to you here today as we study this and add this to developing our relationship with the Holy Spirit. I think we're going to stop there. We'll pick it up next week to James's instruction to be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to anger. So that's where we'll pick up next week. As we close today, Father, again, we say thank you. Let the word of God be worked into our lives as on a day-by-day basis we press into you to be the man and woman of God that you created us to be in the Lord Jesus, the man and woman of God that are filled with power to live this life and not having to try to muster up on our own. Thank you, Father, for the grace that you supply that Paul talks about. I pray grace, grace, grace over your people, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me just remind you to go to our website, www.sdccm.org/shop. Or you can go to the front page and scroll down. And you can order our books there. Our new book is still yet to be added to that area. My webmaster hasn't gotten to that yet, but we will get it there. But the front page talks about the new book. And if you want to order it, just fill out the order form and order One New Man, One Holy Nation. We'll be happy to get that to you. By the way, you can order it on Amazon as well. And either way, whichever is most convenient for you. We'd love to hear from you, so drop us a note at our address, CCM, P.O. Box 152-388, San Diego, California, 92195. Thank you, and remember, walk with the King, and be a blessing to others. Amen.